10:22 in the morning. Let's talk about the topic of, well, the brain. Come support the Brainy Day Fund. It's a local nonprofit geared towards helping people in West Michigan who are working to overcome obstacles related to neurological disorders. The 11th annual Brainy Day Trail Run is a staple right here in West Michigan. Mark your calendar for a couple of weeks. We'll talk about it August 19th in the house. Kevin Curley, good morning to you, Kevin.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fine. How's that newborn?
She's good. Yeah. Sleep. We're doing well. Yeah. She's sleeping through the night and eating a lot. So
you've been through this before, right?
Yeah. This is our second.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Get that out. Amy West, appreciate you as well. Involved with the Brainy Day Trail Run, I imagine on behalf of your company, Cup Health, correct?
Yes. Amy, good morning.
And founder. We're going to talk to you later in the week specifically about your happenings. And to your left, one instrumental in this Brainy Day 5K, 10K, Veronica Constantine. Good morning to you, Veronica.
Good morning. Thanks for having us back.
You're quite welcome. All right. I always like to kind of start with the big picture. Kevin, what's this big picture?
Every year we raise money through this race for people who try to overcome neurological conditions. And, you know, it's one of those things that it actually affects quite a few people and yet often goes unnoticed. And so, you know, we try to chip away at some of the money that's needed to support research and awareness. And over the years, we've been able to donate a little over that $100,000. So it's not a lot of money, but, you know, every little counts in this sense. I mean, and Veronica will tell you more. I mean, shunts are the way to deal with one of the conditions called hydrocephalus, which is where this race came from. And shunts fail quite frequently. We just read a story on M Live recently where there's a local six-year-old that's she's going into her 17th brain surgery. So you break down her life, that's a brain surgery every 128 days. So luckily for Veronica, who has a shunt, hers has not failed.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
So, and running has been a big part of keeping her healthy, and she probably can tell more about that.
Yeah. Take us back to a bit of your life.
So until 2007, January 11th of 2007, I'd never heard of hydrocephalus. So I'm sure a lot of the listeners are probably in that same boat. They're unfamiliar with it. But what hydrocephalus is it's when too much fluid builds up in your brain. And many babies are born with this condition, like Kevin mentioned, with the local six-year-old. So it is a congenital problem for a lot of people. But for me, I just developed it suddenly and without explanation and found myself having a hole drilled in my head, you know, to alleviate that pressure, and got a shunt a few days later and thought I'd be going home to just a quick recovery. You know, getting a shunt is thought of as a pretty standard brain surgery. But I got a lot sicker because my brain hemorrhaged. So I made a promise to myself when I was in the hospital recovering that if I got better and got back to normal, I would make a difference for others. And that's where Brainy Day came from. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing.
Amy West, how are you involved?
I'm involved as a sponsor of the Brainy Day event. I have been friends with Veronica for 6 years, and my company has also sponsored her for 6 years. She's an inspiration to me, and my company is all about empowerment, and we like to support empowerment. And when someone takes a situation and creates a community event and a community fundraiser, I like to be behind that.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to get more testimony from you, but I've participated in, I think when it was back in your 5K, and this is a fun run, Kevin.
It is a fun, it's great for someone who's never really done a trail run, all the way to a seasoned veteran, and our 10K course is no slouch.
Well, the 5K was a little bit of a challenge, too, in a good way.
You know, and that's what we hear, but, you know, we hear a lot of things. We hear, you know, if this is your first one, it's great. It's a great entry-level trail run, but it's also fun and exciting. It's all on private land. We get the local farmers involved. And so you're running around horse stables on the 10K, and you know you never know what you're going to see. But it's a great event, and I think you know we have this sort of staple runners that come out every year just for that. You know, maybe they're not even trail runners, but they come out because it's a good time.
Don't we run around like corn, like high corn?
Yeah. There's corn, there's hay fields. You run through a lot of wooded areas, over a bridge, around a pond.
Sunflowers.
You see.
Oh, yeah, I remember the pond.
Yeah. You have to go single track through there or else you're going to end up making it a duathlon.
Be careful with that. Basically your start is in Nunica. It's off of 124th there, right?
Correct. Yep. So when people show up for race day festivities, they're coming to my home. You know, it's our property there in Nunica, and all of the registration and everything's taken care of in our garage, and then the course starts right in my backyard. So for training purposes, it's fabulous. I can get a lot of trail running in without having to drive anywhere.
Yeah, that's great. Back to your commitment, Amy West. First of all, are you going to be running? Or?
Yes, I run the Brainy Day Trail.
Thank you.
I've been practicing.
Well, maybe you'll be the first overall female and you'll get $100 plus some fresh corn.
I could dream about that.
This goes into more of the mission of Cup Health. Finish my sentence. You empower this wellness?
Yes, we empower people, and people can be part of families, corporations, communities.
It just keeps growing.
It keeps growing.
That's great.
We've got a lot of great sponsors, a lot of local sponsors that have been with us for the 11 years.
Yeah.
Orchard Markets has been with us for a long time. Oddside Ales has been with us for a really long time. And so it's just kind of great to see everyone come together. And like I said, you know, being a trail run, I think there's a lot of runners that are a little hesitant. You know, you're not as sure-footed when you're in the trails. But it is a great run. You know, we take really good, care of the trails we're raking out there. And so everything's marked. You know, you shouldn't be tripping over roots, but yeah, even the most veteran runners have a good time. And the 10K, like I said, the 10K course is unreal.
Challenging.
It's challenging. It's really unreal.
It's okay. You giving away prizes?
We are. Yep. Yeah, we give cash prizes, like you mentioned.
This is the first year we're doing that.
Yeah, so $100 to the top male and female for both the 5 and 10K.
A 17-year-old there.
And then we also give out like growlers and things from Oddside Ales. Everyone gets, in your division winners, you get your medals and trophies.
Yeah. Don't you have a stand on the podium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then we also we're getting our one of our sponsors, Melama Farms, who's located on 124th. They're right across the street. They're going to give away
corn,
fresh
famous
corn.
Melama corn.
Yeah,
to the top age group finishers.
Yeah, I had their corn the other night. It was really good. Nice. Yeah, so
you had to sample the product.
Yeah, I had to because I can't just give
Kevin
it to you,
up.
Shelley. And
no. Well, you did kind of. I don't see any corn in studio. I'm going to have to run the race.
We'll have to get. Maybe we'll do a master's division next year make sure you can get some.
Masters. Yes, you're right. I'm a
Clydesdale. Not Clydesdale, right?
No,
it's Masters, right?
Yeah, it's Masters. Yes. Okay. I'm proud of my age. Yes. No, let's do that.
Okay. We'll do that next time.
Okay, next time. But I still want to make sure that, we get there this time as well. No, it's certainly fun time, rain or shine, and more. And again, back to why you're doing this. Is that this year's T-shirt?
This is an old. I busted out retro from 2013.
It's kind of
because
cool.
I wanted everyone to be able to see me from miles away.
That's called safe. Again, proceeds go toward
the Brainy Day Fund.
Yeah.
Yep. And research and advocacy for people suffering from neurological conditions. That's really the goal and mission of the event.
Amy, how do we find out more about your business?
Cup-health.com is the easiest way to get to us. We're also on Facebook, and you'll notice that we've been promoting Brainy Day.
Amy's been out on the trail working. She's had blisters, and she's put in miles of raking, so she's supporting us that way, too.
Good. Yes, and I would say if you're a walker, too, this is also a wonderful place for you to come and walk. It's so beautiful. If you have a dog, bring your dog. Make sure it's on a leash.
Yep.
But if it's your first trail run, this is, like Kevin said, it's great because you'll be welcomed. It's very community-oriented.
I like the start. Kind of all gathered together. I'm sure it's grown since I think it's been a couple years. But, you're starting next to the corn.
We are. Yeah.
And we do have a kids run as well. That's kids run is free, and that's always been part of the race.
It
and
has
it's
from
definitely
the very beginning.
Veronica goes and runs with everyone. It is kind of a good time, and then we start off with the race. So
excellent. Well, Race for a Good Cause, this Briny Day Trail Run. Give me the details one more time, please.
It's Saturday, August 19th. Registration for day of will open at 6:30. If you're pre-registered, then we would recommend showing up around 7:15. The 10K will start at 8 a.m., and then the 5K will follow at 8:30. All of the details for everything is at brainyday5k.com.
Awesome.
And we'd love to have you join us.
Sounds like a plan. Again, lots of incentives, but bottom line, supporting those who have some extra challenges with, well, the brain. Take care to you all, Amy, Kevin, and Veronica. Briny Day 5K, 10K right around the corner. Take care.